This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk Truth. Truth.
You know, in this stage of my life, whenever I'm knocked off the air, I always instantly think, oh my gosh, what did I say wrong?
Well, here's the deal. You had been talking about Spectrum. Well, it was our Spectrum connection that went down. So immediately my mind went, okay, they heard John talking about him and they're going to teach us a lesson by turning us off for 5 minutes.
And people say I'm paranoid.
Well, that may be true, but
remember when I was slamming on NV Energy and the power went out? Remember that?
Yeah.
And the power went out. And you're right. Just, 45 minutes ago, I don't like to say I slam things in people, but I was a little...
You were expressing your displeasure.
That's right. In a polite gentleman way, Spectrum. And so we lost internet about a half hour after that rant. And I didn't even know the show runs on internet systems here. I just have an on button. So
yeah, we have that mouse that runs between Reno and Carson City and in a millisecond bringing the audio files over for you.
Well, we better say some nice things about Spectrum here. I got to learn my way. I don't know. You're playing on my paranoid nature with this, but it is a heck of a coincidence. Anyway, you lost the last 2 minutes, I guess, before the news, and I was very happy to talk with our guest, but I also wanted to finish up what I was saying about the UAW asking for less work for their workers, and that is not the answer because that's the direction America has been going on since the pandemic and the working from home and less work. And when you work, when you don't retire, you live longer. And that's why all these grandmas and grandpas and here we go, former TV anchormen, we do things. We volunteer, you know, after their jobs kick them out. You got to be doing something. I feel it as an instinct. And so, you know, they go, they're out delivering the lunch thing, whatever, and they're going out to help the old people and they're picking up the litter, whatever, volunteer work. I have, and I've been keeping track. I have spoken to 64 groups with my John Potter speech in northern Nevada so far, from Tonopah to the California side of Tahoe. Just about every Rotary, Kiwanis, Republican, Optimist, Lions Club, every club there is. I've spoken at 5 retirement and nursing homes, and I just finished making the rounds of speaking to several ARPEN groups. That's Retired Public Employees of Nevada from here to Hawthorne. And I'm still looking for more places to speak. No charge. I'm totally volunteer. Travel I pay for, too. My poor wife has heard my speech 51 times out of 64, and she knows the parts where she's supposed to laugh and shout something out to the delight of the crowd. And at home, Kathy and I do all we can do to stay off the couch and leave it up to the, we don't leave it up to the TV to make us happy. Just recently, it was my pleasure to greet folks at the annual First Responders Appreciation Dinner and greet others at a special wine dinner at Wild River Grill. Okay, some nonprofit work is a lot of fun. I do my best to occupy my time and make up for the job that was taken away from me, but it's not enough. Work makes you happy, and chances are it does the same for you. You lucky dogs?
Yeah, one of my daughters says, the day you retire, Dad, is 3 days later we'll be planning your funeral. Because
yeah. You say that, but
well, he says, "Yeah, I am personally not one to sit around and do absolutely nothing. I have to be doing something."
Well, I am doing something, nothing, 6 days of the week, and it's driving me absolutely crazy. I don't think I'll ever want to retire. And much appreciation to the fine folks at KKFT who offered me this Saturday show. To me, it's the best day of the week. I'm a strange duck. When I had my TV job, my favorite day was Monday. I am my dad's son, for sure. So anyway, I'm always open to topic suggestions on this show. And if they're local, sure, I'm very happy to do them. I was at a get-to-know-people function last Sunday, and I had a gentleman who wanted me to shed a little light on what our state is making off the people who smoke. I know several smokers. You probably do, too. There are many still out there, and they pay a high tax. $3.22 off each pack to Nevada and the feds. Let me see. Nevada charges $1.80 tax a pack. That's excise tax. And then there's a sales tax. That's, what, over 40 cents per pack sales tax. The feds tax is over $1 a pack. The average price of a pack of cigarettes in the Reno area is now about $7 to $8. Unless you go to an Indian outlet or Dottie's, or you buy the bargain brands, you know, the brands nobody's ever heard of. In Las Vegas, the average cost is now $10 a pack. Wow, that's New York City prices right there. Nevada raked in $153 million in cigarette tax revenue in fiscal year 2022. There's also a vape tax in Nevada, where the state collects 30% of the wholesale price of each vape product, along with cigars and chewing tobacco. Altogether, that's a lot of money. And why so high? The Lung Association says their data shows that poor people are smoking at a higher rate. It's disproportional to the rest of us. And our state representatives work under the belief that since smoking is bad for the poor, they have to raise the cost of cigarettes a certain percent to make them stop. These taxes are not hurting Elon Musk or the Caranos. The ones hurt most by these smoke taxes are the middle class and poor, right? You folks don't make as much as the Richies. You stop. This is what we have to do. They know people are going to come up with whatever it costs. Yeah, it's a strong addiction, right? So they are going to reap the benefits of their high tax on tobacco products to continue to raise their profits. So we have the government making money and condemning smokers by imposing a high tax on them. There's a conflict there. I don't care what you take and set on fire and suck into your lungs. It's about the state getting money. And right now, I would bet they are now the prime profiteer off of every pack of cigarettes. Nevada likely makes dramatically more on a pack of cigarettes than does the store that sells it to you. The state of Nevada makes dramatically more on a pack than the distributor who brings it to the store. The state makes about 20 times more than the tobacco farmer makes off those cigarettes. And Nevada makes about three times as much per pack of cigarettes as does the cigarette company that makes them. The state isn't protecting you. The state is preying on you. And you can take that phrase and apply that in almost every situation, not just cigarette tax. The profit taking of the state of Nevada, that's what it's about at the end of the day. You should not breathe smoke, yet the state is profiting off of it. It stinks, no pun intended, but the hardship of this tax is really on the poor and the middle class. Anyway, kind of a weird thing today. I just passed my 45th anniversary in the news business. I've been thinking a little bit about that, and I'm not sure what to say or think about it, much beyond thank you. I've been exchanging notes with a former employee at my last job, and somewhere in his last note, he mentions that he and I both know that there was never a day of work in it, that being engaged in this career for me and for him, and I hope for everybody else who does it, is a personal joy. I remember 45 years ago, I signed on as a news reporter at a little station in Indiana right after college. And from then till now, in one medium or another, I've had a job or two that's allowed me to provide for myself and family and just enjoy the pure thrill of being engaged in television or radio. And, you know, I just consider myself incredibly, incredibly blessed. There have been a lot of different bosses. There have been a few different radio and TV stations so far. And there have been different corporate bosses come in and say this, that, and the other. You know, a few storms have blown through and such. But each day in each medium, I've always understood that my primary relationship and duty was to the audience. Whether that's the person just waking up at 5 in the morning to find out what happened while they were sleeping, or listening to a radio show like this as they go somewhere. And I am grateful because over these 45 years, there have been an awful lot of very generous people who serve their time by watching or listening. And it is these people, you, who have given me this opportunity and who have together provided for my family. And I hope to get another 10 or 15 years out of this job or one like it. So 45 years, and I consider myself one of the most blessed people walking the earth as a consequence. So thank you. Blew me away to see that 45 years. It flies. Okay, next guest. We have this big event coming up in Carson City. It's Sassabration. I don't know, but we have a guest who's going to tell us all about this wonderful event that is so unusual and very colorful. And you're bound to enjoy. And we're going to have fun with this person, too, up next as we talk about Sassabration in Carson City. In the meantime, open topic always. Our phone lines are open, 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a few minutes, FM News Talk time, 1018.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Hey, hey, John Potter here. 1021 is our time. 884-9910, our number. All right, we got this big event. I've been talking it up here this morning. Sassabration. Or is it Sassabration?
Sassabration.
It's Sassabration. And you are?
I am Adam Whitney. I'm the Grand Marshal for Sassabration. Have been for about 6 years now.
Forgive me, I haven't heard of this event before.
This is Carson City's Equality Pride. So we believe in equality for all people. We try not to just limit it to the LGBT plus community.
Okay, got that. This is going to be next Saturday.
Next Saturday, starting at noon. The parade actually starts at 11 a.m., leaves from Brewery Arts Center, gets to Sassafras at noon, and then all of the festivities kick off.
A parade.
Yeah, we have a very long parade.
In this parade, you have pirate ships.
Yes, we have the USS Nevada from Burning Man. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Art cars, bicycles, walkers. It's a 2 mile parade.
It is, yeah.
Down Carson Street to the Sassafras food joint. That's where you work.
Yep.
By Hot Springs Road there. And then when the parade is over, what are you going to have there?
We have over 30 vendors right now and counting. If you still want to be a vendor, go ahead and go on to our website, sassabration.com, and you can fill out your form there. We also have over 10 bands performing this year.
Live music starts at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Now, it says here, because I'm looking at your site, costumes and courage.
Heck yeah.
Like what?
Dress up. I have 7 costumes this year. So I'm constantly changing as Grand Marshal.
Just so I get the feel of what costumes to wear, what are your 7?
My 7, the first one is going to be Elton John's Dodger costume.
Elton John's what?
Dodger costume. You know when he dressed up as one of the Dodger players?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Ball cap, the sequined. Yeah,
yeah, the ball sports. And then I go into Bob Ross. But my kind of version, a little bit of cabaret for my act. I go on at 5 o'clock. And yeah, a bee. I don't know. There's lots of stuff. You could just throw something together. Get a tutu.
And performing is Adam Whitney, who is Carson City's own Bay Arthur. I didn't know Carson City had a Bay Arthur.
You know, it's B. Arthur, and it's from, B. Arthur is from the Golden Girls.
Maude.
Maude.
And, yeah, I'm older. Yeah, it's yeah, Maude.
Maude to you. But this year I will not be performing as her, which is kind of nice.
You perform?
Yeah. I was on Broadway for many years.
Okay, so do you play Bay Arthur too?
I'm the one that plays B. Arthur. Yeah.
It says Adam Whitney.
I'm Adam Whitney.
Oh, I got the connection.
That's who you're, yeah, okay. That's who you're interviewing. It's okay. Adam Whitney.
See, I'm old.
That's okay. So am I.
Is Bay Arthur here to talk to us?
No, she is not. She retired.
Now, come on.
She retired. This
How
year,
does Bay Arthur talk? She talks like this, doesn't she?
It's more Shady Pines, Ma. Shady Pines.
Actually, you do sound like, you know, every guy can sound like Bay Arthur. Women, not so
yeah,
lucky.
You got to have that smoker cough.
All right, so you got the pirate ships for your parade from Burning Man.
Yep.
And yes, I see this is a pride event. Does pride have something in common with pirates?
Sure.
In a clean way that we can say?
Yes, I
that
think
sounds
so.
Like a setup for a joke, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. The pirates and gays all like booty.
All right.
So there,
okay.
No, too soon, whatever.
The bands performing include Cut Rate Druggist.
Yes. Sapphic Musk.
Sapphic Musk.
Betty Blowtorch is going to be there.
Oh, my. I have all their albums.
Hired Fun. Heterophobia.
Heterophobia.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Is there such a thing as heterophobia?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
What kind of music is this, Bay?
You know what?
Adam.
It's a whole mix of genres going on. Lots of punk rock. We just signed a ragtime band that will be on our website promoting. You have Tom Miller, who's a one-man band, does a lot of Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, and he's amazing.
You have a ragtime band performing alongside Sapphic Musk
yeah.
and Cut Rate Druggist and
yeah.
Heterophobia.
Well, it's a very long event, and we have three stages.
Is this the first time you've done this event?
No, this is our seventh year.
Where was I for 7 years? Again, next Saturday, it's all free for the parade to enjoy. 11 a.m. is the parade kicking off from Brewery Arts Center. I looked at the calendar, and Carson, you lived in Carson. You uh-huh. do live in Carson. Mm-hmm. They got this huge listing of events in Carson City still to come. We got the weekend of the 29th Murals and Music Festival. We have a dog show coming up, a Ford Bronco, Ghost Town Run, Harvest Train, Ghost Walk Tour, Fall Colors, Wagon Ride. You do have the best fall colors out there.
It's gorgeous.
Boo Nansa at Mills Park. And then there's Nevada Day weekend with the parade of the powwow and the V&T train rides and Carson City wine walks. I always wanted to live in Carson City.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. It's like old Hollywood movie scene when you have all the Christmas lights lit up.
Oh, yeah.
Snow on the ground. I wish they would bring back the ice rink.
That would be nice.
That they did downtown.
Yeah.
I don't know why it ended.
I don't know.
They stopped doing it before COVID even. I thought it was making a lot of money. You had all these booths around and an old-timey event, people skating.
Yeah.
Downtown Carson. So you're a Carson guy. Favorite restaurants?
Obviously, Sassafras. Yeah.
Dumb question.
I also like San Marcos for Mexican food.
San Marcos.
Okay. TJ's Corner for
TJ's
Thai food.
Corner. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, they have some amazing food down in Carson.
Yeah, I still like, I love the salad bar at the Nugget for lunchtime. There aren't many salad bars around left anymore. So,
no.
So we got to support them. All right, so extended invitation to our listeners to come out next Saturday.
Yeah. So come on out.
Bay Arthur wants to see you there.
Sure do.
See, now that, right there, you sounded just like her.
Yeah, it happens.
Finally got it. And what's Sassafras doing? Any happy hours?
You know, we don't do a happy hour. We always say that every
You're one
hour...
of those bars that says every hour is happy hour.
Exactly. And it is. It's just a good time for Sassafras. Come on down.
it's a super cool environment inside, and it's the place to go after the mineral baths.
Yeah, at Carson City Hot Springs, one of our sponsors. Yeah.
Do you go to the hot springs a lot?
I do, yeah.
They have really expanded. There's new pools and
it's
and
amazing.
Such.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah. Okay, that big water jet thing.
Yes, the hammer.
The cannon. Or the hammer. Yes. It's like a water cannon, really.
Yeah.
There are some people, and this is a pet peeve, that hog it.
Yes, of course they do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I mean, I like to get under it, even though it creates a bald spot on my head. But there'll be some people you just, hey, you know, nudge, nudge. And anyway, that's off topic. I have my own issues. I don't want to bring that up here. So once again, folks, Sassabration in Carson City. Parade begins 11 a.m. from the Brewery Arts Center. Adam Whitney.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out and sharing the good news about this.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, my friend. We'll keep in touch, and maybe I'll see you there next Saturday.
All right, sounds good.
With heterophobia.
Yeah.
And cut-rate druggist and sapphic musk. All favorites. All right, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter. Phone lines open, 884-9910. Everything local we talk about, open topic, 884-9910. On 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM News Talk time is 10:30.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
All right, calls coming in, 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Let's talk to Tim, Carson City call. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show. Glad you called.
Right on, John. How are you?
Right on, brother. I'm okay.
I miss you from TV, man.
I miss it more than you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's so funny.
Say, no, I believe you. I believe it.
Well, I miss sharing the morning news, and I miss sharing the good. I believe we all need positivity to start the day. And, you know, they may be happy I'm gone, but I am not. But thank you for sticking with me. I do appreciate it. And what you calling about today?
Oh, I was listening to the last guy, and they're doing a thing at Sassgrass, and one of my buddy's bands is playing there. But all the rallies and stuff they do like that at bars, that's all good and stuff. But where's their legal department? That's where it's at. If you want,
where's the legal department?
Yeah, those guys and their participants should all have like Thursday night. Okay, we do legal. We read NRS codes. We study the law. That's not just for them. That's for everybody. Nobody knows the law. But that's where it's at. That's the last spot you even got to make a change. Nobody cares about what you're doing at a bar.
What law do you want them to work on changing, my friend?
Well, I don't want them to work on changing much, but I want them to enforce the ones that's already there.
Like what?
NRS code. Let's see, 284-353. I mean, I can go on and on, but I mean, does it make sense if you don't know it?
Okay. Well, I appreciate your call, Tim. Something to think about. You just triggered me to go into another rant about how there is a law, but oh, how unequally it is imposed. We do have another prison term sentence, and this was just yesterday for another January 6th defendant. The guy called, they call him the zip tie guy. Probably seen him on the video. They run over and over again. The zip tie guy was sentenced to 57 months in prison and was also ordered to pay restitution. His mother, who was also there, was sentenced to 30 months. Last week, Dominic Pozzola, the guy seen on video breaking a window at the Capitol building, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. 10 years is a long time. I mean, the average sentence for a person convicted of manslaughter in Nevada is only 1 to 4 years. And in 2020, was it? We had the political violence all across the country, the Black Lives Matter riots. It was not in the Capitol building of the United States, but it was in the true heart of our country on our main streets right here in Reno on Virginia Street, smashing windows at City Hall and at businesses with no sentences that I heard of. I don't think you should smash windows and throw rocks at officers in downtown Reno, and I don't believe you should break windows in the U.S. Capitol. And I consider those two crimes essentially in the same boat, but there's only been punishment for one. Pozzola broke windows, and I'm not diminishing that, but there are people who take lives who get less than 10 years. We just had in Reno a woman responsible for a fatal hit and run in 2021 who was just placed on probation with 6 months jail time, and looks like she didn't serve anything. Jennifer Deitch's sentence was 72 months with parole eligibility in 28 months, but her sentence was suspended, and she was placed on probation for 3 years after killing 44-year-old James Marsh and leaving the scene. I mean, and it was a hit and run. She took off. And I think you can find a lot of stories, sad to say, like this. Back to Pozzola, the Justice Department actually wanted his term to be 20 years in prison for breaking the windows at the Capitol building in D.C. The organizers of the January 6th riot have already been imprisoned longer than Jefferson Davis or any other leaders of the Confederacy, which was engaged in 4 years of active warfare against the United States. It looks in comparison like current political interests have raised the punishment for those involved. Justice should not be done in anger. It should be done as an act, or it should not be done as an act of political retribution either. Justice doesn't get pissed off. Justice should always be cold and calculating. That way, people get a fair deal. Justice should not be done to make some sort of political statement about past elections or future elections. The punishment imposed on a free American for his or her criminal conduct should be consistent with the punishment imposed on others for similar criminal conduct, but we don't see it. And this was not, as the media calls it, an insurrection. It did not in any way put our republic in danger. It was a demonstration of bad behavior and bad security, and there ought to be embarrassment on both sides of that issue. The Capitol Police is probably a staff of fine individuals, but they blew it. If I had been in charge of security at the Capitol, I would have met the rioters at the top of the stairs with an M16. You do not desecrate that building, not the Capitol of the United States, right? And to this day, I'm horrified by the fact that the United States would be so completely incapable of protecting the shrine of our government, but it is what it is. But it was nothing like an insurrection, as the media calls it. It was a riot. It was disrespectful. And it angers me to think about it. You can protest outside all you want, but this is the building we're here to protect, and it's going to be protected. So I have no sympathy for Pozzola's conduct, but the punishment should be consistent with that imposed on others for similar criminal conduct. I think that justice would be closer to, instead of the 10 years that he got and the 20 years they wanted him to serve, I think justice would be closer to 5 years. And I think that would be a stern justice, and I don't think that he would be getting off light. So that's my one and only political rant today. Unless you bring it up again, I have something else to say about the election, the campaign, and how it's been going so far, and how it's been treated by media, and also what these polls say, Trump versus Biden. If you want to talk about that, sure. I'm happy to talk about anything here. Open topic, 884-9910. So I can't wait to see who calls. We're going to take a break. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1044.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station, 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hey there, friends. John Potter, 884-9910. Comment to think about that was just sent to me this morning. Nothing hurts worse in Reno than the pain you feel when your car insurance goes up because people don't register and insure their car, flee an accident they cause, and the law-abiding motorist foots the bill. All because Nevada DMV refuses to ensure all cars domiciled in the state are properly registered and insured. I guess that would also apply to several law enforcement officers who no longer seem to pull over those with expired or even missing license plates. I still see them everywhere. Vehicles like that are much harder to find after they cause a hit and run. So I think it's maybe on purpose that they drive around without that plate. I just went through the hassle of the smog test yesterday, and it's the law abiding that pay the price. And the same can be said for the shoplifting thing too, because we don't arrest people. The store doesn't stop the shoplifters, and who pays for it in the long run in terms of higher food prices? It's you and I. It's an upside down world. I imagine y'all heard about the Wall Street Journal poll this week that put Biden and Trump tied in the race for in the race for president. A worsening drop in numbers for Joe Biden, and I'm not bringing this up out of delight and partisanship, but it does reflect the thinking of a lot of us, which is what polling should do. Biden in this poll, 46%, Trump at 46% with voters, evenly matched. But there's a tiebreaker question, if you will. In the same poll, they asked people who accomplished more for the United States. And the options were Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who accomplished more for our country. And it came back 51-41. 51% of Americans believe Donald Trump accomplished more for the United States. 41% believe Joe Biden accomplished more. I guess they don't consider runaway inflation and the higher cost of living an accomplishment, but anyway. Yeah, I know. What's with them? And CNN had new numbers out on Thursday. They have the race at 47-46, Trump advantage. Of course, that's within the margin of error. But we have been in an environment over the last many years where our politics have been about personalities more than the principles. On the Republican side, it's been Donald Trump. It's been all about Trump and not so much about the policies and the principles. And on the other side, over the last handful of years, it's been about anti-Donald Trump. The Democrats have been galvanized in their hatred for Trump. Prior to that, I think for a number of years, the Democratic Party was galvanized by its support for Barack Obama. And again, no disrespect to Donald Trump and Barack Obama, but myself, while I admire people, I am always more comfortable, I think, with the principles. I don't really care who gets the job done. I want the job done. I recognize that not everybody looks at it that way, but it's kind of the way I look at things. Are the indictments against Trump political? Yes, in what he's charged with, especially the government's very thin case in Georgia, but also in the timing where he's going to be tied up and away from campaigning a lot, it seems. They had 2.5 years to charge him, and they're doing it now, less than 5 months before the first caucuses and primaries. But there may also be something more diabolical at work here. The Democrats in charge know, and the polls have proven that the indictments and the charges against Trump fire up his base. Trump's numbers have gone up to about 45% over these attacks. Could it be the Democrats want Trump to win the nomination just to lose the election for the Republicans? Because he's quite unpopular with about 55% of the country. And as Nikki Haley said during that debate, too many people don't like him and he can't win. That's what she says. And she's probably right. The Democrats are counting on him winning the nomination with their help and thus losing the election. Do you think that's the plot here? It is diabolical. But I was thinking, why are they doing this to him? Why not, you know, could it be all manipulation? Think about it. With these indictments, they're actually pushing Trump forward with his base to make him the Republican candidate, believing that he simply can't win the general election. They might be. On the other hand, I think if it's Trump versus Biden, I think considering Biden's performance so far, especially with the economy, it won't save him. We'll have many people picking Trump, but where things stand as of today, I think Trump is a long shot to win against President Baked Potato. Great. I'm sorry about that. I always like to show respect and everything. Like I said, I'm my dad's son, but President Baked Potato, kind of fits. Agree, disagree, 884-9910 is our phone number here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I don't know. You bring something up. Burning Man, should we actually have them? Should BLM put a stop to this? Has Burning Man or Soggy Man, whatever you have, they overstayed their welcome? You go to the RGJ and they got a whole display of all the pictures of the garbage and trash still lined up there back at the Black Rock Desert. Kind of a disaster. But as I said before, it's a lesson that here these people, some people come back and they said that it was a great time, you know, even though it was a middle of a disaster there. And if you can go through the hardest thing in life and have a smile on your face, I tip my hat to you. That's an amazing thing. I'm proud of you if you were like that. Hollywood writers and actors strike continues. It's, 5 months old now? Are you suffering with no new episodes? It's a good chance to check out some of the old shows, which I've been doing. I actually sat and watched Voyage to the Bottom of the Earth, the submarine show, and they had a werewolf on the sub. I don't remember it being that crazy when I was a kid. And I thought, hey, you know, that werewolf doesn't belong on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. That's more Adam West Batman stuff. I didn't know. The show went that off track. Probably why it was canceled after a while. I've caught on to the Yellowstone thing. We started with the 1883 spinoff. Up next, we're going to do the 1923 spinoff and then the Yellowstone itself. Doing it chronologically, we're devoted. My gosh, it's like we're devoting half our lives to this show. And so far, it's been a great series for us. And what an enormous snub Yellowstone and its prequels have received from the Emmys. Even the New York Times writes, the monster hit Yellowstone continues to be shut out. It has only received one primetime Emmy nomination for production design. That's at the bottom there, which it lost, by the way, in 2021. And they even ignored famous actress Helen Mirren, who's the matriarch in 1923. These shows must not be PC enough for Hollywood. There are no trans characters in Yellowstone. It's too white, frankly. The cowboys are not recycling their trash. Nobody's growing pot in Yellowstone or demanding that the wagon cook go organic. So there you go. And my gosh, not one abortion on the whole series. Where are the lawyer characters and the drag queen characters in? You get where I'm coming from. So the Emmys have cancel cultured that show. We all know the Shah, they cancel cultured cops off A&E when the Black Lives Matter protests made our officers the enemy. But the Reels channel has brought them back. And I don't think they're making new episodes. Most seem to be from about 10 years ago. But I caught an episode of Jail Tuesday, and it was filmed at the Washoe County Detention Facility on Parr Boulevard. It's not called a jail. I never asked why, but it is a jail, right? Is it because detention facility gives the crooks more dignity? Anyway, so in this episode, which looked like it was done in the early 2000s to me, they showed Harrah's downtown all lit up, which made me a bit sad. But Washoe County Sergeant Tom Young in the show tells us that 70 to 80% of the people they see there at the detention facility are well known to them. Back to the lack of punishment here, folks. They are repeat offenders. They're tying up the huge resources and funds and the man hours there and the crimes among us in our streets, our stores and our neighborhoods. Lax laws and soft judges won't jail. Oh, sorry, out of fashion word there. Won't incarcerate the thieves and even the violent criminals that we see on the jail show in Washoe County. So disturbing, but also eye-opening. I'm John Potter. Phone lines open, 884-9910. Coming up next hour, we have comedian Bob Zaney. That's going to be a lot of fun, but we have room for your calls, and that's our next segment, and we'll talk to you there. 884-9910, FM News Talk Time, 1058.